Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Monday, the start of a new week, and lucky for you, we're here with another quiz for your listening pleasure. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's a new week of quizzing, kicking off as ever with General Knowledge Monday. Joining me today is comedian and podcaster Jessica Foster Q. How are you, Jessica?
I'm so well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. When I'm quizzing, I'm always in a good place.
That's lovely to hear. It's lovely to hear.
So there's 15 points to play across 12 questions. Let's quiz, Jess.
Bring it on.
Question number one. What is the first day mentioned in the theme tune for Happy Days?
Sunday. Ooh. I reckon it's Sunday. Mm. I think so. It's one of those songs, isn't it, that like I feel like I watched a lot of that in my youth, like in my teens. And so it's a bit that and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I think I can become like a fully ancient old lady one day who can't remember who anyone around her is, but I'll still be able to go Sunday, Monday, happy days.
Yeah, which won't make you seem crazy at all.
It's a story all about how, yeah, exactly.
I look forward to those days, Jessica. Correct answer, by the way. Correct answer is
great.
Sunday. Question number two. Which creature represents the star sign Leo?
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm not amazing at horoscopy stuff.
Right.
But presumably it's a lion.
Correct.
Leo's a lion.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
The answer is lion. Question number three. After royal and straight flushes, what is the next strongest hand in a game of poker?
I have never played poker in my life.
Me neither. And I think it's something we should get into.
Yeah.
Not together, we've only just met.
Exactly. And or maybe we could learn it over the Zooms or something. Okay. So I'm like, I get regularly told I'd be terrible at it because I'm not very good at hiding my emotions.
Right.
Let alone my thoughts. I mean, the only other thing I've heard of to do with poker is a full house, but I think that might be bingo. Or flush. What were the two you said? May I have the question,
yes,
please?
Yes, absolutely. After royal and straight flushes, what is the next strongest hand in a game of poker?
I'm just going to say full house.
It's the fourth strongest of full house.
But I was one off.
Yeah, one off. We were looking for four of a kind.
Four of a kind.
You could also have
It's not as catchy a name, is it?
Not quite.
No, there's a something flush or a lovely house.
There's a royal flush, a straight flush, a four of a kind, a full house, just a flush, a straight, a three of a kind, a two pair, a one pair, and a high card.
Wow,
very complicated
fantastic.
Poker, isn't
very
it? This is why we don't play.
Yeah.
Question number four. What island was a breakthrough novel for Robert Louis Stevenson?
Oh, I mean, this is the sort of thing that if I get wrong, I'm sort of not going to be allowed to have any friends. I think it's Treasure Island.
Thank goodness. Okay. Yes, correct. You can still stay in your social group. The correct answer is Treasure Island. I know what you mean, though. Yeah. If you don't get certain things, you're like, I will
Ones
be.
Like that, you're like, if I don't get this, I'm going to have to hand my degree back.
Yes. Question number five. Where did the first Greggs open in 1951?
I feel like I've read that it was Derby. So I'm going to, it does also is guess, but I'm going to roll with Derby.
Incorrect. The correct answer was Newcastle.
Oh, of course it was Newcastle. Oh, and I think they still do quite snazzy things in that Greggs because it's the inaugural Greggs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. We can only imagine. Question number six. Which Six was a US rock group best known for their 90s hit, Kiss Me?
Kiss me.
It is a tune.
And boy, there's something thing.
Everyone knew the tune, but no one knew the band name, did they?
No. Oh, I haven't got a clue.
So which Six was a US rock group best known for their 90s hit Kiss Me?
Oh, I'm going to go for Six Kissing People. That's what they were called.
Correct answer was, I'm afraid, Sixpence None the Richer, which no one ever knew, so that's fine.
Literally never heard of it.
Question number seven. What medical device, Jess, often worn around a doctor's shoulders, is used for listening to the internal sounds of the human body?
I am currently in the possession of a toy dress-up version of this because of my five-year-old. It's a stethoscope.
Correct answer is a stethoscope. Are you wearing it now?
Not right now, no, but I could if I wanted to. It's almost in reaching distance.
Question number eight. What tool shares its name with a cocktail of vodka and orange juice?
Unfortunately, I mean, it's embarrassing that this is a quick one for me, but it's a screwdriver.
Boom, right in there. Correct answer is a screwdriver. Question number nine. What German delicacy gets its name from the word for cutlets?
Oh, that's interesting.
This is interesting.
German delicacy. Well, I think it's Austrian. I'm quarter Austrian. I'm going to go for schnitzel.
Correct answer is schnitzel. The next three questions, Jessica, have multiple correct answers. Do you understand?
I do understand.
Question number 10. Can you name a landlocked country in South America?
Ooh, I'm absolutely rubbish at geography. I mean, okay. Just want to try and picture it. I'm going to... I know some Central American ones. I never got that far down.
Right.
I travelled once down as far as Costa Rica and then didn't get any further. But you should know about places you haven't been to, shouldn't you?
I mean,
2020.
I'm not great with this question. This would stump me.
I'm going to go for Colombia.
The correct answers I was looking for were Bolivia and Paraguay.
Okay.
But well done for just trying.
I just said a word.
Yeah, thanks for saying a country name. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name any two of the six naturally occurring noble gases? For 2 points, can you name any two of the six naturally occurring noble gases? I'm happy it made you chuckle.
I'll go for hydrogen and nitrogen.
I'm afraid they're both incorrect.
Okay.
Goodness me. The answers are helium, argon, xenon, neon, radon, and krypton.
Got it. Krypton's a real thing, is it? I thought it was a fictional thing.
I think maybe kryptonite.
Invented to take down Superman.
Yes. Question number 12. For 3 points, can you name three of the bugs that travel with James in Roald Dahl's James and the Giant Peach?
Oh, well, I don't know their full names, but I know that they're...
Oh, definitely type of bugs. I'm not asking for their Christian names or anything.
Well, there's 100% a French ladybird.
There is a ladybird, correct.
There's a super cute... is he a worm? I'm going to say caterpillar.
I don't have a caterpillar, I'm afraid.
Okay. And then I get one more guess. Centipede.
Correct, we have centipede.
Okay.
We have centipede. Two out of three ain't bad. You could have also had earthworm. There's an earthworm there.
Mm.
A grasshopper, a silkworm, a glowworm. Just travels with loads of worms. And, of course, a spider.
Of course, the spider.
Your score on your General Knowledge Monday, Jessica, is 7 points.
Oh, okay. Out of a million.
Let's talk Jess through her points after this break.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
Very nice, stable start. You say you like a quiz. Do you prefer a social pub quiz?
I don't mind, actually, you know. I do love, like, I love being in a pub. So a pub quiz is great. Although, do you know what? Because I'm a stand-up for a job, it's been a long time since I could be sort of any use in a regular pub quiz team. So in more recent times, I've discovered the fun that is a Zoom quiz.
Ah.
And, like an online quiz that other providers are available of online streaming quiz times with friends. And actually, because of the, if you do a thing where during lockdown one in the spring, I was part of a few Zoom quizzes where everybody took turns inventing a round. And some people who were a lot more kind of technologically savvy than me did some really fun things like guess this celebrity bottom.
Yeah,
and things like
no,
that
people
with all
got
really fun graphics and things.
Yeah,
and
people
like,
got
that
really
was
into
awesome.
Them. Yeah, so yeah. You're very much a fan of the lockdown Zoom quiz.
I was, yeah. I mean, yeah, totally.
Jessica, thank you so much. 7 points on General Knowledge Monday. Well done, you.
Thank you.
Another episode of Quiz Chat Repeat is over. And if you enjoyed it, then we strongly encourage you to message everyone in your phone book and get them listening too. We'll be back tomorrow with more from our quizzing world.
This is a Crowd podcast.